Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. So it's Monday the 9th of December 2024. I want to talk today about Kaizen, which is a word that I first saw in a McDonald's near my house. Kind of bizarrely, the local franchisee for McDonald's here in the UK in the Milton Keynes area, their franchisee business is called Kaizen. And it was about 10 years ago, I kind of saw this, I do like a McDonald's, saw this at two or three different branches and a little sign on the wall. And I thought, what is that word? I've got to look that word up. And you probably know this already, but it's a Japanese word and it means constant improvement. And I think there's an entire process that sits behind Kaizen. There are probably Kaizen qualified people listening to this saying, this is outrageous, why don't you know this? But even though I don't know much about the actual concept itself and any kind of organization, I love the idea of constant improvement. And certainly it's something that we're always doing here at the MSP Marketing Edge. We're constantly looking at what are we doing and how can we make it a little bit better? And to me, that's what constant improvement is all about. How can I make things a little bit better? Just to give you an example, you may, and in fact, two or three of you who've commented on this will notice that the audio quality of this podcast is different today from previous episodes. So previously I've been using just a microphone, just here at my desk in my office. And then in the last couple of weeks, we've completely refurbed my studio. We've made it more real. We ripped out the green screen and we've put in like a real set of shelves behind me, which just helps me connect with the viewer better when I'm doing YouTube videos and the podcast. But the upside of that as well is I've got my proper professional microphone right in front of me at my desk. And so the sound quality should be better on this week's episode. It's a small thing. The vast majority of people wouldn't notice it, but it's a constant improvement. The same with our portal. We're always going in and just tweaking little things. We have a UX team, a user experience team with a designer, a developer, and a product manager. And they're always looking for small ways that they can make the portal better for you. Because if we're constantly improving it for you, then that's a better experience for you, right? So the question is, what kind of constant improvement are you doing within your MSP? And I guess the easy place to do that is with the help desk, with the service that you deliver, with the way that you handle tickets, with the way that you handle problems. And I guess, I'm just guessing here, but maybe the majority of your time and effort is spent, certainly in terms of improvement, is spent on improving the service. But you know, you can do it with your marketing as well. You can look at your marketing and you can say, how can we make a few small little tweaks today that's going to make an overall difference? One tiny little tweak, it could be the wording in a standard email that you send out as part of an automated email sequence. It could be some small changes to your website. It could be the way that you present videos on your website, or just taking those videos and saying, right, do you know what? Let's put captions on. Captions on videos are good. That's exactly what we get, what people want these days. So my challenge to you today, and I appreciate we're going into December and you've got lots of other things on your mind, so maybe this is a challenge for next year, but the challenge is to look at constantly improving your business as not just constantly improving the service of what you do, but the way that you market it as well. That commitment to constant improvement can make a big, big difference, because all those tiny little changes, they add up. You get like a compound effect over time. That's my challenge to you today. Okay, so this coming Thursday, it is the motherload of content. We're giving you 4 weeks worth of content this week. We're giving you content which will take you up to week commencing the 6th of January. Now, this is to help you work ahead for Christmas and New Year. And I will, because this podcast will continue throughout Christmas. I'll do it every single Monday still. And I will just reflect on what next week's content is. So you're getting 4 weeks worth of content this Thursday. And then the first of those is to use next week, which is week commencing Monday, the 16th of December. And that's about a Teams makeover, which is aimed at increasing businesses' productivity. Now, listen, throughout the rest of December and right up until we close, I think it's around about the 20th of December. We close for 2 weeks at Christmas, but you have got full support from us in anything that you're doing to do with your marketing at all. And it could be just implementing the stuff that we give you, or it could be anything to do with your marketing. We will help you with anything to do with marketing your MSP. And all you have to do is reach out to direct support. So if you're in the portal or the knowledge base, there's a little orange chat window down in the bottom right. It's not instant messaging. It is just sending us a message and we'll respond to you from there. Or you can just email us hello@mspmarketingedge.com.